Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Fergie's Fergography, our official reviews of the Grimace Shake from McDonald's, Gaga's migraine brand deal, Idina Menzel promoting jockstraps for Pride, and how it is time for justice for Bebe Rexha. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hit it, Fergie.
Hey.
Oh, hit it, Fergie.
Hi. Every time I come around, everybody looking at my hood.
Oh, my God. Whoa, when will we ever feel Fergalicious again?
Guess what?
What?
I took a berries class last week. And this girl was feeling Fergie. She played 6 Fergie songs.
Ooh, well, I mean, when you have a debut album like that, you have 6 to spare.
Double Duchess. When are we getting Triple Duchess? When are we getting Quadruple Duchess?
I don't know, but I'm ready for that to continue. Like, Adele has 19, 21, 20, whatever the hell, 36. Like, I would like Fergie to do, yes. What was the first Duchess? Regular Duchess.
Wait, I don't know. My Fergography.
Fergography. Fergography. Write it down. Fergography. Fergography. Nice.
Wait. So this can't be right.
What?
She only had 2 studio albums.
Okay, so what was the first? The Duchess.
Okay, hold on.
What?
So not only was the first the Duchess.
Yes.
The second, Double Duchess.
Okay.
Do you know how many years was between these?
10.
11.
11. Oh, I was close.
Almost to the day. She released the Duchess on September 19th, 2006. Then on September 22nd, 2017, bam, Double Duchess.
Yeah. So, okay. So then 2028 is what we're looking at.
This can't be real.
2028. Ooh, in time for the election. An election year.
Triple Duchess.
Triple Duchess.
This says that the Duchess sold 3.9 million albums in the U.S. And this says the Double Duchess sold 39,000.
It's possible. It's possible. I was a listener. I did stream it, but I did not purchase it.
Wow. Well, I think now it's all... You know, it's all the same.
Totally.
They got conversion rates. They got conversion rates for that.
Hey, speaking of pop queens.
No.
Why not?
I had a better segue.
You don't want where I'm going? Guess who got the... No, no, no.
Who's a sweet widow baby?
No.
Oh,
how does that have to do with...
Widow.
No.
Speaking of sweet widow babies.
No. Oh, that's not what I was going to go to.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, then I'll wait.
Speaking of pop queens.
Oh, God. Were you going with Lady Gaga's headache cat?
That's not what I was going to go to. But you know what? While you bring it up, I was going to go to... Guess who got the Gale Weathers haircut?
Oh, what? Who?
Katy Perry.
Which Gail Weathers haircut?
The Gail Weathers haircut. From Scream 3.
Send me with the whittle bang.
Well, she bangs. And you know what? Anytime Katy Perry gets a drastic haircut, you know what's coming. Witness.
An era.
Witness 2.0. Double witness.
What?
The Witness Protection Program.
Send me a pic.
Google it. I know I have it in front of me.
What? Google Katy Perry, Gail Weathers haircut.
It's in the episode topic ideas on the Discord. I believe I put it there. Yes. Okay, so now that we've discussed that.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up. I might have something to say.
I have nothing else to say about it except the bangs are banging, baby. The bangs are banging. Witness.
I'm pulling it
up. And she's honestly, it's not a bad look. I don't hate it, but like the comparisons were being made.
Oh, not a little baby wispy bang.
Yeah, it's a baby wispy bang.
That looks like her wig slid back.
Well, the more forehead area to hold when you've got a headache. Hey, speaking of headaches.
Oh my God.
Have you tried my new favorite migraine medicine?
Yeah, what's it called?
Nurtec. Oh, you know what? Ever since childhood, I've dealt with migraine pain, okay? So when I tried Nurtec ODT, Rimapagent, 75 milligrams, for the first time, I'll never forget wishing I had found it sooner. That's why I'm proud to partner with Nurtec ODT. We're in this together. If you're ready to speak to a doctor, ask about Nurtec ODT today. Hashtag MHAM. Intended for U.S. adults only. Damn. Fuck Canadians. Fuck Mexico. Fuck everyone else.
Does it say adults or audiences?
Oh, you're right. Audiences. yeah. Okay. Individual results may vary. Prescription only. And it's a picture of her. Okay, first of all, this is Lady Gaga's Instagram brand deal for Nurtec ODT. These are not my talking points. But she has done a brand deal for a pharmaceutical company for migraines. And you know what, bitch? Good for her.
I saw, okay, so it came across my Instagram. There I was waiting at the airport to fly home to San Francisco. I saw it. I clicked the comments. Everyone
was I there?
Everyone was dragging. You had yet to comment. I only saw one positive comment, and it was from a mutual. And then I eventually saw your positive comment too. But I read through, I was just bored at the gate, and I read through thousands of negative comments.
You know what? I'm looking at them right now. Somebody says, rent must be due. And then somebody else says, this is trash, Gaga. And then somebody says, this is bizarre. It's like, okay.
I guess.
Do y'all not understand? If you want your faves.
No.
What?
She didn't charge us all $200 a fucking ticket for nosebleeds at the Chromatica Ball so that she could do this. If you want to do this, then my concert tickets need to be cheaper,
no,
honey.
No, both can be expensive.
Yes.
Both can happen.
No.
Yes.
What happened to the Gaga who was all, fuck money, I love singing.
Wouldn't she say that? Pull up the receipts. Do not blame Lady Gaga for existing in a capitalist system. She needs to pay the bills somehow too. And she's got a lot of people on her payroll. The more money, more problems. And you know what? If we want legendary discography and videography and concerts and looks and performance of a lifetime for the full lifetime, as long as she wants to give it, then I am okay with her doing a migraine brand deal. Is it really that disruptive to your scrolling experience? Lord yes. knows you'll forget about it in a day, but you know what you won't forget about? All of the
it's
looks that it will provide
weeks.
Because she got paid. So you can sit back and enjoy your Nurtec ODT. Individual results may vary.
Hold on, I'm Googling how much did the Chromatica Ball make?
Well, you know how many people worked...
100 and...
You know how many people worked on the Chromatica Ball? You know how many people worked on the Great... And you know what? She sacrificed her body, her art. She was giving her full self. So yeah, she should get paid.
I mean, we are officially in a recession, baby.
My favorite part of the brand deal, since you asked, is it's a picture from the Chromatica Ball, and she's saluting, but it while she's singing, she's doing like a salute, but it looks like it could also be like, oh, I'm in pain from my migraine.
Hmm. Yeah. You know who else probably has a migraine?
Don't. That's mean-spirited if it's going to go that way.
To say Bebe Rexha?
It is mean. Well, she might have a migraine, and let's just be honest.
She had to get 3 stitches. I've had stitches, and I think I had a headache every time I've gotten
stitches.
Okay,
well, as long as you didn't mean it in a mean way, because you know what? We don't punch down. We don't kick while the girls are down.
Bebe Rexha is having a terrible week.
Oh? I feel like you're giving me, well, ladies, everyone's talking about Bebe Rexha.
I really was. I was auditioning. I wanted to be the top talker of the day.
Well, give it to me. What is the tea, Corey?
Well, first, she had a proposal on stage at her concert in Toronto and somebody threw up.
I thought that was fake. Was it real? Is that real? I saw the tweet, but I didn't.
Okay. That I don't know if it was real or not.
Before we continue, we need to expand on what is concert etiquette. Don't propose,
baby.
Don't try to get on stage to propose. Nobody cares. Don't put your partner in that position. It's uncomfortable for them. They don't want that. And if they do, maybe y'all are a match made in heaven, because that sounds like a terrible situation. And if that's you, if you've done it, then I don't want to hear about it.
What do you think about Harry Styles helping
a
girl do a gender reveal on stage?
A gender reveal in 2023? No.
A Harry Styles show?
At a Harry Styles show. And Beyonce did one too recently. Beyonce helped,
what? Gender reveal?
Helped somebody do a gender reveal allegedly. I didn't click it. I didn't watch it. But I saw the tweet with the video started auto-playing. I said,
We could do it. I think we could do a whole hour show about concert etiquette.
Does anybody need us to do a gender reveal for them? We will do it if there's budget.
If you want us to do a gender reveal live on the podcast, shoot us an email.
psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
We will edit in a balloon popping noise.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
We'll squeal like we saw confetti.
Okay, so you were going to say, what happened at the Bebe Rexha concert?
So there Bebe Rexha was. I don't know if somebody really threw up during a proposal on stage at the Bebe Rexha concert. That could have been fake.
That's a separate situation.
But that she had just performed in the city that the tweet said.
Okay.
So I don't know. Either they're a fan and a liar, or it happened.
Okay.
Secondly, so then there Bebe Rexha was in New York performing, and at the end of her set, somebody threw their iPhone on stage and hit her in the face with it, and she immediately fell to the ground. There's video. She immediately fell to the ground. Her mom put out a statement saying she had to go to the hospital and get 3 stitches.
I saw a video of her this morning, and her face is like bruised up.
You know, yeah, that was a big-ass iPhone.
Well, the Max 13 is like
Max.
But if I think anybody that's throwing anything on stage needs to be expelled from the concert. Like, I find that to be, what are you doing?
You
littering?
You know how there's like no fly list, no concert list.
We're getting to a point. You know the Pope Mobile?
No.
You don't know the Pope Mobile?
Is it like the Wiener Mobile?
Honestly, yes. But instead of like Wiener, it's the Pope inside.
Does the Pope Mobile kind of look a little bit like a hearse?
No, it's like a golf cart, really, and it's like got plexiglass that nobody can shoot through, but he can still wave to the people as he drives by. And he's like up elevated.
Is it like Can he put his hand through the glass, like when there's a baby in the intensive care, and wave in like a little rubber glove?
Nope, he can wave through
it. That would be kind of nice.
Like, you know, no, I know what you're talking about, but no.
Yes, they show it on Grey's Anatomy quite a bit.
I'm sure. No, I feel like we're going to need some type of barrier between... I feel like that is the direction it's going, is we need a barrier between the artist on stage and the audience that has no idea what is etiquette. Ugh. And
I think if I had it my way, they would be taking, we would be checking our phones into little lockers before we even went into the room.
Oh, damn. Well, that's what comedians do when they're testing out new racist material.
They did that when you and I saw a sneak preview of Brave.
Brave?
If you could change your fate, would you?
How do you remember anything? What?
I remember you and I saw an early screening of Brave in San Francisco, and they took our cell phones and put them in the little bags, and we had to wait in line to get them when we left. Because who wouldn't remember that? That was a very strange experience, and I hope that's the direction concerts are going.
Well, if you throw anything on stage... Like, I understand some people throwing, like, a letter on stage.
No.
I understand.
No.
I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm saying I understand
you.
It. But what I don't understand is, what are you doing throwing a phone? What are you doing?
I would like to assume the person didn't intentionally try to hit her in the face, and it was perhaps a misthrow. But again, why are you throwing anything up there to begin with?
Yeah, it's disrespectful. It's like almost like it's centering yourself in the experience. It reminds me of, you know, when anytime I do like a Q&A at a college, my first rule is don't raise your hand and ask something unless everyone in the room will benefit from the experience. So like, don't raise your hand and ask for a selfie, because you know what, that only benefits you. Don't try to make the experience that everyone is sharing, and we have a limited time together, centered around your solo benefit. And I feel like throwing something on stage does that. And it's like, really, I don't know. It's, if I were an artist, I would feel disrespected. If I were BB Rexha, I would feel, I don't know what I would feel.
BB Disres Rexha.
And I feel bad for her, because you know what? She has hit the ground running and like has like truly, you know how people really praise Gaga for her early career work ethic? Like, she was in every club. She was nonstop trying to make it happen. Really, BB Rexha is, like, doing that. And people shit on her all the time. And then this is, like, we are poised for a BB Rexha triumphant return from this. I think... she will have goodwill toward her from this experience, if there's any type of like silver lining of this. Because everyone on the internet is like, this is really fucked up.
I was trying to look up to get the exact quote. That's all. No sleep, bus, club, another club, another club, plane, yes. Next place, no sleep.
Nurtec.
I didn't know that was a Gaga quote.
What do you mean? You're lying.
I was quoting it. I was in New York last weekend, and I was quoting it the whole time because I was with friends, and I was being very New York in the summer, and we went out every night that I was there, and I was all buzz, club, another club, bar, hotel, lobby, plane. And the whole time, I didn't even know I was quoting Gaga.
Well,
but I guess that makes sense.
Unafraid to reference or not reference.
I'm neither nor... of those things.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Wait, speaking of nerd tech.
Sure. Take me there.
So Gaga did that My Great Ad. Did you see the one Idina Menzel did for Bike?
Yes, I did. So Idina Menzel did a brand deal for a gay bike?
That's not gay.
What was it?
I mean,
you tell me. You brought it up.
It's not gay. They do all kinds of athletic apparel, but I think it's funny because I sure get a lot of bike jockstrap ads.
Oh, it's not a bike company? It's a jockstrap company?
It's a clothing company called Bike.
That sells jockstraps.
Yes.
Okay, for pride?
It's the original athletic company, premium apparel made with pride. They have jock straps and other apparel. But yes, Idina Menzel did an ad for it on her Instagram. And it was like a full...
Oh, I see it. I'm here. And she's not in the image. Yeah. It's three gay men. Two of them are shirtless. One of them is in underwear.
They're probably all wearing jock straps.
Join me in celebrating hashtag Pride Month with my friends at Bike Athletic. Yeah, good for her. I am never against a celebrity doing a shameless brand deal. The more shameless, the funnier. It's performance art. All social media is performance art. So like this experience of Idina Menzel doing a jockstrap brand deal for Pride, that is camp. That's funny.
Why doesn't she have her own like green alphabet color jockstrap? Would you buy it?
It seems like they really missed an opportunity. Who do we need to call? Bike.
I just remembered one of the comments I read on that Gaga post said something like, "The Chromatica Oreos gave me a headache, so thank God for the Nerdtech OTD."
Yeah, no, I get it.
All that sugar really went into her head.
Yeah. Well, she restocked her Chromatica jockstraps recently. If anybody really missed the first batch.
Listen, I think I'm more of a bike kind of athletic jockstrap than a Chromatica.
Oh, wow.
You know I'm a jock.
Oh, wow.
I'm your kindness punk and I'm a jock.
Hey, speaking of sweet treats that give you a headache, guess what I tried?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
Well, I was on my
anal.
It was anal. I was on my way.
Oh, thank God you finally tried
it. I was on my way to the airport. Aeropuerto.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what? When am I ever going to be driving by a McDonald's?
Oh, I had the Grimace birthday meal too.
Spoiler.
I had it, and
did you get the Big Mac version or the Nuggets version?
I got the Nuggets. You know I've never had a Big Mac.
Okay, well, you're missing out. I got the Nuggets, and...
Did you have the shake?
Well, I only got it for the shake, and so the nuggets were for Hudson because I was picking them up from the airport. So I said, yeah, I guess who got you a little surprise, and it was nuggets.
Did the shake to you taste, what was the official flavor? You said it in the last episode, I believe. Like some berry, Grimace berry.
Grimace berry or something, but to me it was giving blueberry crumble.
I thought mine tasted like chemicals.
It probably, because there are chemicals in that. How do you think we make food? How do you think food is made? It's made of chemicals, I think.
I guess. I MSG.
Know. Science.
OTD.
OTB. BTO. Nertech.
IBT card.
Oh.
Steven came over to watch Drag Race and we ordered Grimace birthday meals and I was so excited about the shake and yeah, I thought this tastes nothing. I've never had a berry that tastes like this.
Did you finish it?
I did. I finished the whole thing.
That's interesting. That's crazy because you know, when people complain and then, but at the end of the day, they really loved the whole thing.
I didn't ask for my money back. I wasn't one of those.
But you slurped down the chemicals.
I did slurp the chemicals.
I saved half and I put it in the freezer and it is going to be my sweet treat tonight.
Baby, it's not good.
I loved
poor,
it.
Poor Grimace.
From the very first sip, I thought, wow, this is like all-time favorite shake I've ever had from a fast food restaurant. Not joking.
I saw a tweet from a former Survivor contestant that I follow that said something along the lines of, I went to McDonald's and I ordered the Grimace birthday meal and the woman at the register told me she had no idea what I was talking about. And this is my worst nightmare.
I saw that. I didn't know this from a Survivor person. From the Survivor twink.
Maybe he quote tweeted somebody else. I don't know. That's how it ended up on my page.
I had seen that tweet. And so when I was going through the drive-thru, I was nervous. So I was like, do you have the Grimace meal? And she was all about it. So I immediately was less afraid.
You were all, is it somebody's birthday?
Is anybody in the house celebrating a birthday?
I heard there's a birthday in the house.
Well, I saw a tweet that somebody's like, I went to get a Grimace shake, and I saw him in the back getting milked. So the whole time I was drinking it, I was thinking, damn, they really put them suction milkers all over Grimace's purple body, just sucking and sucking it out. It tasted good, though.
No wonder it tasted like chemicals.
I thought, yum, 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 yum. I would suck them dry.
Oh, I wasn't into it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So speaking of Survivor twins.
Okay.
Did you hear who's suddenly into Survivor? I have some things to say.
I did, but it's escaping me. And then suddenly, oh, Thomas Holland or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Is his name Tom Holland. Spider-Man.
I'm sure it's short for Thomas.
Okay, well.
I just feel in a post-pandemic world, now once every couple of months, a new celebrity's all, there I saw a season of Netflix, or Survivor on Netflix, and I love it. What a great show.
Don't gatekeep your show.
After 20 years, I'm allowed to.
You know what?
If you want to get into it now, you have to go through the trenches.
I'm sorry, he's like 20. And I'm sorry, you're like 40. And the show came out when you were 20.
The show came out when I was 15 or 16.
Whatever. So like, people discover things at their own pace. And
I'm just not here for it. All these celebrities are going to end up on Survivor with Jeff Probst before me.
Oh, so that's what it's about.
You think I'm going to have to vote out Tom Holland?
You're operating from a place of scarcity.
Well, it's because Jeff makes really dumb producer decisions lately.
And now you're really never getting on.
No.
No, he's great.
You saw that. You sent me that video of him talking to Rob Cesternino, and he says, "Do you like me at all?"
I loved it. I thought, you know what? More celebrities calling them out to their face.
Yes. I wonder what he did to wrong Jeff.
Well,
anyway.
He probably just talked shit on the podcast once and celebrities internalize.
Hey, did you watch Drag Me to Dinner at all?
I watched a couple episodes. It was fine and fine. I don't know if I care to put it on again. If it falls on to the TV, I wouldn't look
away. I need to speak about it.
I only saw like maybe one episode, I think.
I watched all of them. I took my time.
I drank the entire Grimashake and I hated it. I watched the entire show and I hated it. Go on.
I just have notes.
What?
It's like they turned what could have been a really good 30-minute show into an hour show for no reason.
Well, not for no reason. We live in capitalism.
Have we talked about it at all on the podcast? Or was
we
it
talked about that
talked
it was
about
coming.
It on the boat?
We talked about it that it was like it had been announced.
I liked it. I'm here for drag content. I felt like it really succeeded once the drag queens are sat at the table and the like fake dinner party's actually taking place. I can't suspend my belief enough for the fake cooking at the beginning.
Yeah, I wished that there were less skits.
Yes.
Less like judges skits. No offense to the judges, but like it's filling time for filling time's sake instead of like we have a great idea that we should execute.
Right. It's like instead of, I don't know, it's like I think they really succeed when the whole cast, judges and drag queen contestants, are together and then they're really improvising and playing off each other. But it's like, yeah, those like canned moments of like, meanwhile, backstage, we need to give 2 more minutes of attention to Bianca Del Rio and Neil Patrick Harris. I don't know. It's tough because it's like there were parts I enjoyed and I'm like, I just want to clean it up. I just want to edit it.
Yeah, well,
did you see David Burka as sous chef?
I don't know what that means.
I had to fast forward it. After 2 episodes of it, I had to fast forward whenever he came out as sous chef.
Oh, like his aunt or something?
Yes.
You know what? I think I liked that part.
I had to fast forward. It made my skin crawl and not good vibes.
Well, not everything is for everyone. But, you know, like, they're selling ad space, and so they really need to fill time. And maybe there's something in them that wants to do skits. So, like, it's their show. They can do whatever they want. But if they're taking notes, if you're out there, Corey is...
Consult me. I have ideas.
If you need an editor...
Let me show you. I really wanted to take an episode and cut it down to 20 minutes and be like, look how much more concise and better this was.
It all comes down to capitalism, babe.
Hey, remember you said you had 18 things to talk about on this recording, mm-hmm. And I don't think you've talked about any but one.
I've talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 things circled so far. Oh, nope. Okay, and Adina's jockstrap. That's 6. The Beatles are releasing an AI album with somebody who's dead. I don't care. The Beatles, you know what? They're overrated, and there I said it, and I'll always say it. And you know what? Let it be, imagine, sure, whatever, cool. But like most Beatles songs, snooze fest, boring, think of something new. And then they're going to bring in an AI version of somebody to fill out the album for a new album. It all comes down to capitalism, baby. Okay, next, Khalees and Bill Murray. Dating.
Is this true? People keep telling me
this. It all comes down to capitalism, baby. No.
She got her Uber Eats money and she said, I'm dating Bill Murray.
I'm kidding about capitalism with that one. It was a joke.
Did you see her Uber Eats ad?
Oh my God. Why didn't she partner with Grimace for milkshakes? Hello?
Because she just did with Uber Eats, honey.
Oh. I didn't catch that.
Next.
Okay, next. Jimbo as Shirley Temple performing Padam Padam.
Okay, well, so I think she started as Hallucinate, and then she stripped into Shirley Temple and went into Padam Padam.
I thought, this is 2023 gay culture in a nutshell. I don't want anything else. We're good to go.
If she had done that during the episode of Snatch Game of Love, she finally would have won her first lip sync on the main stage.
Well, she didn't. I mean, the gag of that reveal in the experience that she performed, it only worked for like a verse or one chorus. The second that the song had to keep going, it's like, oh well, okay.
You can wait. I mean, I think she could have trotted around and done her big boob number, and then she could have stripped into Shirley Temple and really closed out the last minute of that song.
You know what? Jessica Wilde talking about guacamole and the Taco Tuesdays, I thought, wow, we are experiencing another iconic experience.
I thought Jessica Wilde should have won the episode.
Oh, damn. No, I think Lala Ri, well, spoilers, I think Lala Ri, I think she did enough to deserve a win, absolutely. And Jessica Wilde's runway look, what is going on? Are people bad at runways these days?
Sausage, Little Miss Sausage Baby.
Loved the concept. You know me.
What would have your Little Miss been?
It's not Little Miss. It's just Miss insert something here. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Let me think. I think what I'm not appreciating is when, like, what Miss Arrogant? Where? What did that look have to do with Arrogant? Miss
nothing. They all missed the mark. It should have been Miss.
Ooh, missed the mark. That's kind of that. There's something there. Miss Man Pig or whatever. I thought that was great. There was a story. It had a concept. It was provocative.
True.
It evoked emotion.
Idina Menzel as a bike shock strap.
Even Jimbo's, I thought, was a little like, go on, girl, give me nothing. I want to think. Give me something that makes me think something.
It felt almost like for some reason, the runway that was supposed to be the runway got scrapped, and they were all like, just kidding, here are these sashes.
Yes.
Figure it out.
Yes. That's what I was getting. I was like, this is weird. Yeah, I don't know. And then we have to be done with acting challenges for the season, right? Like, we've seen enough. We've seen the extent. I get that you cast a lot of funny queens and you thought this was all going to be a funny All-Stars season. But, like, Heidi went home. So, like, there's a funny queen gone. And there's only so much editing you can do to convince me some people are funny.
Well, did you see, like, on Wednesday, before the episode, Kahana essentially tweeted, "Don't worry, I'm going home this week. You'll get what you want." And she since deleted it. Everyone was quote tweeting her being like, MTV's gonna sue you.
There's something about All Stars 8 that is just not, it's, well, you
all-starry enough.
It's because we are in a cycle of a new All Stars season every year or something. What's going on?
It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be. We've said it before.
Anyway, I'm rooting for Jimbo still. nothing new. And that is
same.
That's all my talking points for today. That's everything circled. Do you have anything else you wanted to discuss?
Well, no, I was at a work event in New York. That's why I was there. And we had some of the New York queens there. And so while I only spoke to rosé. It was still fun to see them live and in person. And Candy Muse hosted the event, and Rosé was there, and Lux was there, and Marsha was there. It was fun.
That sounds fun.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Did you have did you have a fun time? Did you have a
We had an awesome time. I drank awesome shooters. Yeah. It was very club, another club, bar, hotel, lobby, whatever, plane, another one.
Did you get up to any New York moments?
I ate Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
I don't know if that's a New York moment. Baby, that's like a Midwest moment.
What would a New York moment be?
A New York
moment? I saw a rat.
Yes, that is a New York moment. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I went to the park. I went to Shepherd's Meadow or some shit.
To catch Pokemon or to cruise or what?
Well, I did save some good top tier New York Pokemon. To long distance trade you next time I see you.
Hey, we really dropped the ball on trading Pokemon during our last reunion.
I blame you.
I blame me too.
Okay. We didn't have service. It wouldn't have worked anyway.
Okay.
So where can people find you?
Okay, girl. You can find me. Oh, you know what? The one thing I didn't bring up. You know this Clarabelle?
It's too late.
Clarabelle?
It's too late.
Do you know
late.
Clarabelle?
Oh, God. Yes, if I have to see one more gay posting on their TikTok about Clarabelle and then they overdub to Padam Padam. I think it was funny and original the first time someone did it. And now all the gays are buying their tickets to drive to Disney to get some content because capitalism, baby.
Capitalism, baby. You can find me experiencing capitalism, baby. Ooh, Little Miss Capitalism, baby.
It's not Little Miss.
Oh, where can people find you?
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
What?
Speaking of Grimace.
Go on quickly.
Can you believe Cookie Monster is performing at New York Pride this weekend and that he's performing Let's Have a Cookie?
Is that
by
real?
The Scissor Sisters?
Is that real or are you being funny? Or are you thinking you're being funny?
I saw it online. I don't know if it's real. I thought it was real. I don't bring fake news to the podcast. I really try not to.
But you don't fact check once.
But yeah, I do. I do more Googling than most.
Okay. So cool.
You can find me at San Francisco Pride looking for Cookie Monster.
Okay, mama.
Bye.
Bye.